How does the Lord's Prayer conclude? For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That is, all this we ask of you, because as our King, having power over all things, you are both willing and able to give us all that is good, and because not we, but your holy name should so receive all glory forever. What does Amen mean? Amen means it is true and certain, for God has much more certainly heard my prayer than I feel in my heart that I desire this of him. The conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, Amen, returns us to the same line of thought as the beginning. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God being hallowed, being revered, being rejoiced in, and his will being delighted in, thus giving visible expression to his kingdom throughout the earth, this is to be our first and last thought, our first and last prayer each day. This is part of what Jesus had in mind when he said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all these things," that is, all the things that we need in life in order to live, to prosper, and to give glory to God, all of them will be added to us.